This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We've got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username there is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We ended up getting on to the secession topic. We had a guy from California call in. Unfortunately, he hung up, so we weren't able to get more out of him because I was curious to know why he opposed secession, because it sounded like he opposed it. The Calexit movement, of course, working to get hundreds of thousands of signatures to get on the ballot with a question about should California take another vote or something about authorizing secession. I don't remember exactly what the ballot language, but it would be like one vote that would lead to another vote. So the first vote wouldn't be a vote to secede. It would be a vote on should we vote on secession or something like that. Anyway, the update on that story, I found a better version of the story, because the other one I had was like about how the Republicans would benefit. This one talks about the leader of the Calexit movement, Louis J. Marinelli, who is now leaving California. Actually, apparently he already lives in Russia, according to Sacramento Bee. In an email blast to supporters a couple of weeks ago, this story from the 17th of April, Marinelli called public support for CalExit encouraging but not enough to make it a reality. He added that he intends to seek permanent residence in Russia. Quote, "For me, today my ballot initiative petition drive came to an end." He repeated a quote from Ted Kennedy during a speech at the 1980 Democratic National Convention, saying, quote, "The work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and our dream shall never die," unquote. But
except I'm moving to Russia.
He's leaving. another leader of the effort.
See, Ted Kennedy didn't leave the country when right. He gave that speech.
Marcus Ruiz Evans, who resigned as vice president of Yes California this week, says Marinelli's Russia ties have become a distraction and undermined their fundraising efforts. At least 9 donors backed out, citing fear of being connected to Putin, said Ruiz Evans, emphasizing he didn't see anything nefarious or illegal going on between his colleague and Russia. He said people got scared, they got spooked by what they saw in the news and pulled out. He said absent of claims that something evil was going on backed by Russia, we would have had the money guaranteed. He will Marinelli will remain as president of Yes California, but Ruiz Evans will join an existing group, the California Freedom Coalition. Ruiz Evans says the coalition hopes to file a new California nationhood proposal by May 1st, which I guess would mean they'd have to collect new signatures. The CalExit effort, let's see here. Monday's announcement came near the halfway point of the CalExit proposal signature gathering effort. Officials cleared proponents to begin collecting signatures in late January, and they had until July 25th to get to 585,000 plus signatures for the November of 2018 ballot. Yet 2 campaign committees associated with the effort had reported raising no money through Sunday, and it's unclear how many signatures, if any, the backers had created.
Yeah, see, if you're afraid of being associated with someone who's associated with the country that someone who is looked badly upon is, then you're not going to fight a secession. And the White House, by the way, has responded to, and I say the White House because I don't know which individual it was. It was whoever was responding to those petitions. They had a secession petition on there, and they responded and said, this has been settled already in the Civil War.
That's right. That was the Obama administration.
Right, but not this has been settled in this court case, not this has been right. settled in section whatever of the Constitution.
No doubt.
This has been settled in the Civil War.
That's what they said. But
that's a threat.
No doubt.
Yeah, I agreed. It's
so
a warning.
If they've already said
but you've got to call the bluff. You've got
to
call the bluff, because I agree with Mark. I don't think they're going to. It would look so bad for them to invade one of their own states. Let's go to somebody who knows a thing or two about declaring independence. He's the founder of NHExit. Dave Ridley is with us here. At least I presume it's Dave Ridley. He's Dave in New Hampshire, and we don't get any other Daves calling from New Hampshire. So, hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Well, actually, I had something else to update you about. I can talk about independence if you like.
Yes, I mean, you can update us on the other thing here in a moment. Let's talk about independence. What do you think of Melanie's fear-mongering here?
No, it's not fear-mongering. It absolutely is. Be prepared for what you're going to do. Plan it and be prepared. Don't do it. This is a... challenge.
You're saying prepare for war. You're saying prepare for war. I say highly unlikely.
Well, with the United States federal government came out and said, if you do this, I'm going to go to war against you. Maybe it's a good idea to prepare for war if you plan on doing that.
Dave, what do you think about that? I mean, because it is the most common objection, I would say, to secession, and that is that the federal government will roll in tanks or troops or whatever.
I don't know. Gandhi didn't do, I mean, I guess in a sense he prepared for war in the sense that he was preparing for a Japanese invasion in India, but he was preparing to use civil disobedience against the Japanese, right? It was like never even crossed his mind to use to shoot either Germans or Japanese. I think we're closer to Gandhi's movement than we are to Jefferson Davis's movement, so we would want to follow Gandhi's methods closer. I think weaponry is useful for, preventing crime and foreign invasion, but I don't think it would help.
Well, wait, so that kind of sounds like a badges grant extra rights argument to me. What is the difference between a criminal, a domestic gang member, and a foreign gang member pointing the same gun at you?
It's the aura of legitimacy that locals have. No one really hates a local government the way they hate a foreign government.
Right, but if you're to the point where you're seceding, how much legitimacy do the feds have in the state seceding?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know exactly how things would play out. I mean, Estonia, they had some preparation that they had made, but they didn't shoot any Russians that I know of after the 1970s. The latter part of their independence effort was entirely peaceable. The Slovenes had some shooting with the Serbians, but not much. We're a lot like Slovenia and we're a lot like Estonia. It's hard to know which way it would play out. But yeah, the more you shoot someone, the more you look like the bad guy. And the trick these days in info wars is to look like the good guy and be the good guy.
Right, so you do that by doing kind of the educational phase first. I don't think it's time to go shooting the feds, but once you, educate people in anarchy, voluntarism, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care that much what word you use, tell them why you're right. I mean, you don't just get shot by a DEA agent or an FBI agent or whatever just because so that you have better video. I mean, and if somebody wants to do that, I guess they can, but... You're not obligated to die for PR, and that's kind of a ridiculous way to fight a war to me. And if you're saying, I'm taking on the feds, that's kind of, that sounds a lot like a war, especially since the feds have said, if you leave, we're going to invade you.
I think they threatened.
They sort of said it, sort of didn't. Martin Luther King didn't have, he didn't have to.
No, because he had Malcolm X doing it
for
him.
Civil rights movement is powerful because their people were killed. They're not powerful because Malcolm X talked about killing people or because some...
No, but they were willing to negotiate with King because they had Malcolm, also looking at them.
Now, that's a factor. I've heard that. Reason Magazine, I guess, or maybe it was a Cato Institute, one of those two organizations, has made that argument that the violent resistance against racist oppression in the South was part of the process of liberating black folks from that. I don't know. I'm going to focus on what I do. if somebody else wants to start a militia, they're going to start it, but I'm not going to join it.
I'm with you on that, Dave.
Americans, and I'm not
talking
about
solution.
I'm not talking about Californians. How many Americans would pick up arms against their government if the United States government went after California and Californians for wanting to secede?
Not many.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean using guns, using tanks and drones and the whole deal.
I can't imagine many Americans would do that.
Man.
I mean, look at them lining up around the block in Connecticut after the gun, the gun registration law passed down there a couple years ago.
That shows why you don't give up your guns, because they will come after you.
Yeah, but they did. They went over and they gave up all their information about the guns that they
had. Plenty of them did.
A bunch of them, I'm sure, didn't and didn't show up and didn't let the government know. But, you know, how many of them are going to go and strike the U.S. government military posts because they're attacking California? I don't know. Dave Ridley, hang on. I know you called for a different reason, so we're going to bring you back. But he's one of the guys behind NHExit.com. And, I'm with his philosophy on this, and I like what he's doing. We're going to continue here, and I'll give you a little bit more on what's happening in California as the Calexit movement has sort of fallen apart. Maybe they can put it back together again. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. bring up anything you want, whether it's secession or the latest from Venezuela, which we still haven't had a chance to talk about. You can bring up anything you want here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You know, we like to talk about SaveItPurse.com here on Free Talk Live. Great way for you to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. But did you know that Purse, SaveItPurse.com, also has Purse Merchants, which means that you don't just have to buy through Amazon, but you don't get the same, like, select your savings thing with Purse Merchants. They expanded their site last year to allow anyone who wants to sell stuff to sell things through SaveItPurse.com. And so I'm experimenting with that now. I've got my first item up over on my Purse account, and it is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the Director's Cut DVD, which is now technically out of print. Sadly, it's, you know, we're the libertarian movement, right? We don't really have a whole lot of economic weight. Not a lot of people are libertarians, so guess what? Not a whole lot of people bought the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Although this is a good video to show someone who, and depending on the person, if you know them, you can kind of fill out whether or not you tell them this ahead of time, to kind of show to somebody who's not, like, hardcore, full-on statist, but to somebody who you wouldn't necessarily consider easily convertible, just to kind of show them, and maybe you won't make them a full anarchist. Maybe you'll get them from, you know, an authoritarian to a minarchist or something in between that. I don't know. But I've heard good things from statists about this movie,
really?
About how the government was doing horrible things. Now, I'm sure they...
In the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they still think that the government also does good things. But if you use it right, I think that it is a good tool to people who aren't really, you know, inside the movement, which is kind of the point, right?
I think it'd be interesting to show and just to see what reactions are, you know, just to gauge how people respond to it, because Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is a very libertarian movie, right? Like, it's
right.
A very voluntarist...
But I think that it's subtle enough to not be, like, in your face about it.
I don't know. It's pretty in your face. I mean, he opens with a monologue basically advocating for the abolishment of the state, so I don't know. I think. But either way, it's a great movie, and it's a wonderful documentary that I had the pleasure of being the executive producer for, which means that I've done, you know, kind of all the footwork behind the scenes of, you know, getting the DVD deal set up. And it's a big thanks, actually, to Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends for getting me the connection with the distributor that we had in the first place to even make it possible to have the DVD. So we did all that back in 2013, and recently the DVD distributor said that it just wasn't worth, you know, it wasn't selling enough copies to make it worth putting on the shelf, basically. So they said, well, we can either send you the remaining copies or destroy them. So, of course, I said, go ahead,
send them here.
And I already had about 90 of them here because I had ordered 100 a while back. And, you know, I'll take them to, like, events, like the when we used to go to the Liberty Forum, Mark, and Pork Fest, for instance, and I'd sell them in real life for Bitcoin or for cash. And so now we've got them, and so I put them up on Purse. So you can go to SaveItPurse.com, and just so normally what we talk about is how you can save on Amazon, but again, these are the Purse merchants, so now I am a Purse merchant. You can search for Victimless Crime Spree in there, selling them for $9 worth of Bitcoin plus a couple bucks shipping, and it is a great DVD. It's the director's cut version of the movie, which you can see online for free, but there's some things on the DVD that you don't get online. You don't get the hours and hours of bonus footage all in one place, including the stuff that was banned from YouTube. That's on the DVD. You have to pop the DVD in your DVD-ROM drive, so you have to put it in your computer to access those videos. You don't get the commentary tracks, which are fantastic. You get Derek J alone and a different commentary track with Derek J, the editor of the movie, Bo Davis, and me sitting and watching the film. So those are some DVD-only features that you can get. So what you can do to find this directly is go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com. That'll take you straight to the page over at saveitpurse.com where you can order that. And I don't know what it's like when someone orders something, so maybe someone will try it out and I'll get to see how that process goes. But very cool. I'm excited that we have it available again, and we're working on getting it on eBay for those of you who don't have Bitcoin, because you have to pay with Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency at SaveItPurse.com. So this is actually the first time Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree has been for sale for Bitcoin online. I've taken Bitcoin for it in person before, but it's never been for sale for Bitcoin online. So that's a first, and we're working on getting it on eBay, so those of you with PayPal and credit cards, you'll be able to buy it again.
Sure.
So that's the latest. Just go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com, and I put Victimless Crime Spree on a brand new web design over the weekend, stayed up late over the weekend to do that, so the website, I think, looks better than ever. So check that out at victimlesscrimespree.com as we go back to Dave Ridley in New Hampshire. Sure. Dave, what were you calling about tonight? Because I sidetracked you by talking to you about secession. So go ahead.
Well, I've been on sort of a micro tour of some of the New Hampshire jails and prisons. I don't go in them. I just stand off the property and wave a sign that says, "Let my people go."
Okay.
And I did this at the Goffstown prison a couple weeks ago. It's near Manchester. And, you know, as usual, I'm off, you know, the property. I've got a Gadsden flag. I've got the sign. And, I started out sort of behind the jail. There's a former railroad track. It's now sort of a rails to trails where everybody jogs. So I was just standing there. No one saw me at first, but eventually, some people came outside just to, they had a recreation area, and they let some of the prisoners outside. And I walked back in that direction until they could see me, and they started jeering. And immediately, the guards are on them, bringing them inside. And this part, this is all, I've run the video of all this so far, but the part that you don't know, but the part that I hadn't gotten around to telling the public yet, is that they called the police, because I was standing on this trail, and the police came with sirens.
This is
the first time they've ever done that. No police has ever responded to Ridley with sirens on. And after, you know, investigating me for a while, they issued me a no trespass order for the jail, even though I've never actually been on the jail property, the prison property.
They don't want your kind around here.
Did they tell you to leave, or did they just issue to no trespassing?
Well, they said that I was. They said that I was on their property while I was on the trail. I guess that's. I can't remember if they said that while I was on the trail, but they claimed the police after they arrived, Goffstown police. They claimed that they observed me on state property, but when the police arrived and observed me, they were observing me on the right of way of Highway 114. Or Mass Road, I was just on the road right of way, right? And that was the closest the police ever observed me being to the prison. So
they banned you from the rail trail and the prison property?
It's hard to say. They just said the prison property, but I wasn't ever on the prison property to my knowledge. They didn't define, I should have asked, if they didn't define where the property was exactly.
Well, folks want to check it out, RidleyReport.com. You upload all your videos there, and I'm sure you're going to be doing that. And also, Dave, if you're going to come out to Keene to do that at the jail here, let us know so we can get you some backup out there, that way you don't have to be alone. Hey, thanks for the call, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. There's more coming up here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up your thoughts on whether it's secession or socialized healthcare, which is what we were talking about earlier in the program tonight. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We have Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And I mentioned briefly earlier in the show that we're trying a new experiment out. For years on Free Talk Live, we had what we called the Free Talk Live BBS, which was a forum, like a message board. It, for a period of time, before the era of social... Free Talk Live has been around since 2002. So before the era of social networking or social networking sites, there were forums. And the Free Talk Live BBS had a real heyday where it was busy.
Yeah.
It was a busy forum.
It was twice as many visits as the regular website.
That's true, at one point. And then, you know, social media comes and basically eviscerated forum usage, and it kind of died off. And, you know, we kept it on life support for a while and just ended up saying, all right, screw it. You know, call it a day. We're shutting it down. So we shut down the BBS. It's still there, but you can't post on it anymore. So it's still there for kind of archival purposes. So anybody who wants to go and read those old threads, they're all still there. Why are you smiling like that?
I'm just trying.
You're remembering some of the old threads?
It was so awful. It was such a terrible place full of trolls.
It really was a troll zone. And so you would have loved it, Melanie.
I would have loved it because of Trolls.
But
it was so...
I mean, I was still a statist in 2000. Well, I was a minor in 2002, but in 2004, I was still a statist, so I probably wouldn't.
Well, if you were there now, if it were still there, you would have liked it. So there's the Shar Society Forum, which we mentioned earlier, is a great destination for people that want to kind of connect with folks here in New Hampshire and kind of, you know, learn what it's like here and get help and advice or suggestions on how to move up here and, you know, what to do, etc. And we've opened up the Shire Forum recently. It's been rebranded from the Shire Society Forum to the Shire Forums. And so now, instead of just being for Shire Society members, which are basically pure voluntarists, people who signed the Shire Society Declaration at ShireSociety.com, we've opened it up to anybody who wants to come and discuss Bitcoin. So there's some Bitcoin forums there. And then also, I've just this weekend added some sub-forums, one for Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, and another for Daryl Perry's FPP. And so we're going to experiment. Maybe, you know, maybe forums are completely dead. Maybe no one cares. But if you want to join the, you know, if you want to talk about Free Talk Live on a forum, this is a way to do it now. So we kind of have that back again now. It's forum.freetalklive.com. We'll take you straight to that particular section of the site. You do need to register with the forum, and it's very nice modern software. So we didn't use that old forum software, which we could have, but we didn't. The new stuff is very snappy, very modern feel, and it works really well. So I hope you like it. You're welcome to try it out, but you do have to register, and you do have to post an introduction. So that way, that's a way to keep down the spammers, basically, if everybody has to post an introduction post and like answer real questions about themselves, then, you know, somebody who wants to sell Rolex watches or imitation Rolex watches is likely not going to get through that process successfully. So you jump through the hoops and you get in, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Or maybe nobody cares. So forum.freetalklive.com. We'll find out. Meanwhile, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello. Sarah in New Mexico. Going once. Sarah in New Mexico, going twice. And maybe there's some sort of, sounds like there was a call difficulty there. So we were talking about California's secession movement and what is happening to it, because the main character who was driving this movement, and, you know, whenever you have a movement that relies on the efforts of one man, then if that man goes crazy, then or drops away for whatever reason, you've got a problem. And that's what happened with the leader of the Calexit movement. Louis J. Marinelli decided he was going to go ahead and move permanently to Russia and basically withdrew the petitions. They'd already gathered hundreds of thousands of petition signatures. So this dude totally, you know, ruined the very movement that he created. And
I wonder what his payoff was.
Good question. Good question. Maybe some.
How much was the check?
Yeah, that has been going on lately.
Payoffs?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just, I don't know. It's...
Are you speculating, or do you know that somebody's been bought off or something?
Well, I can't.
Sounds like you don't want to talk about it.
So,
okay.
I wonder how the payoffs...
But you know something's been happening.
I wonder how these payoffs work. Right? Like, do you get the check beforehand? Did he get, like, okay, you shut this down. Here's a check for, you know, I don't know. You speculate. $50,000?
Something like that.
$50,000. Here's a check. Why don't you take this money and do something fun, like move to Russia?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're,
not gay.
If you want him to at least, if you want him to move to Russia, at least, it seems you'd have to give him at least some of the money up front so that they can afford to move to Russia.
Right.
I'm just wondering, was it before or after he withdrew the petition?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I wouldn't give him the check until the petition was withdrawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
maybe he gets a little up front and then more later after the petition's withdrawn.
That's right. I mean, you know, that makes some sense. Maybe half and half.
Right.
Any FBI agents out there listening right now that want Free Talk Live stopped, I'll take my half right now.
Officials cleared proponents to begin collecting signatures. They had till July 25th to get 585,000 to qualify for the November of 2018 ballot. And now it's all been scuttled, but it's not over. So people that think that this thing's over, no, there were a lot of supporters of Collexit. A lot of people, you got to get a lot of people on the ground to collect hundreds of thousands of petition signatures.
Yeah.
And there is a new organization that is being formed or has been formed called the California Freedom Coalition. Now, quick Google for that. Did not result in any kind of notable website, so this thing must be brand new, so new to the point that they're still just talking about it. There are some people, there's a meetup.com group that has events scheduled for petition gathering, but they're saying that they're going to restart those meetups once the new petition is filed. So right now, they're still waiting on filing another petition, which they say that they want, according to this here, they want to put a petition on the ballot to amend the state constitution. So they want to put the initiative on the 2018 ballot that would amend the state constitution to allow them to even consider independence and a statewide vote on it. So they've got a lot of hoops to jump through here before they can even really have a crack at saying, yes, let's secede. So this is like the prior authorization of making the legal changes that would be necessary to even seriously consider secession, which is why I say these things are going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Over, and this process is useful. I mean, first of all, you're normalizing it, and then you're kind of not necessarily seeing how far you can get, because that would be going the whole way until someone stops you, but kind of, you know, pushing a little bit. I mean, and then just getting people to make this a viable idea in a lot of people's mind. I mean, I don't think they're going to secede. I don't think anybody in the States is going to, but at least not in any foreseeable future. But, I mean, this is still a useful process.
According to the story here, there would have to, if this ballot qualified and passed in November 2018, there would have to have been statewide special election in March 2019, which would ask voters if they want California to become an independent country. Courts, though, could have deemed that to be unconstitutional. And in addition, the U.S. Constitution includes no mechanism for a state to secede from the U.S. So they would have, they say they would have needed an amendment to the U.S. Constitution requiring approval by two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of states. But I have to wonder what would happen if the state, you know, if they voted for this, if a majority of Californians voted to secede from the United States, and the California government sent a notice to the U.S. saying, hey, y'all don't have this in your constitution, but it doesn't say we can't secede, so see you later, we're done. Then it comes to the question of, will they roll the troops in or not? That's you know, why wait for the federal government to make a decision about this? Why even put any kind of onus of decision-making ability on them? Why not
Right,
just say, we're done here. We're not going to send you any more tax dollars.
That's what statists do, though, isn't it? I mean,
it's beg for permission.
The California, yeah. This is a statist movement. They're just statisting.
Right.
You know, there's out there, hey, you know, we got to ask for permission. I mean, sorry, if California was in charge of the American Revolution, there wouldn't have been one.
Well, still, nonetheless, I wish the best to the California Freedom Coalition. I think that's a better name than Yes California anyway, and hopefully they'll have some success. And like you said, get this conversation started. Get people talking about secession and help make it a real thing. There's more coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory Military Highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on the radio. You can dial in toll free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've got, I've had a bunch of the news from Venezuela, but I've got so much that there's no way we're going to be able to do it all in one segment. But I also have North Korean news, and maybe we can talk about that. First, though, Sarah, I believe, is on a better line in New Mexico. Are you with us, Sarah?
Am I on?
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't know. My phone or my cell phone service or something. I don't know.
Blame Obama. Go ahead.
it's not Obama phone. But anyways, 30 million people in America are diabetic. And
okay.
I just want to also mention that, that diabetes turns many of their toes, foot, and legs black, and they have to amputate it. So,
yikes.
Dasha Gabor, they amputated one of her legs 5 years before she passed on.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, that's
Wasn't she the one in Green Acres?
It's the place to be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. She lived until 90, but they had to amputate one of her legs, and obviously she had diabetes. But I just heard about it. But so there is a reason why there's a big movement to pass the sugar tax. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, sugar isn't good for people. Should there be a tax on everything that could possibly harm you?
I wish it, that would be the ideal world. But people only will do something,
Why not just go all the way? Why not go all the way and ban sugar? Ban all sugary drinks. Just make it so people can only drink, you know, like water, milk, coffee without sugar, of course, but you know, things that don't have sugar added to them. How would you feel about that?
Well, the thing about it is that I think a little bit of sugar in our diet is tolerable. It's just the overconsumption.
Sure, yeah, but you can get that from food.
Yeah, like, eat some fruit. Yeah. If you need some sugar, eat some fruit.
Right, right. You know, grab an orange or an apple or something like that. So what do you think about, are you saying you don't support the banning of all sugary drinks? Because if you support taxing it to an exorbitant extent in the idea that it's going to discourage people from using it, why not just go all the way and, you know, total ban, total prohibition?
You know what? That sounds kind of cool, but I don't know if it's possible. We're just.
They did it during alcohol prohibition. They banned alcohol.
Well, they tried.
Don't get into that.
What's wrong with cutting back? You know what I mean? It's like the reason.
Yeah, but why moderation? Why not just go?
Wait
all
a minute. Out? You're saying cutting back. I don't consume that much sugar, but you still want to tax me, right? I don't need to cut back. I probably consume less sugar than you do. But if I decide that I want to have a bag of M&Ms, you're still going to tax me.
Oh, no. The sugar is only on a sugary drink tax, so the M&Ms, you can eat as
We're
many of those as
We're talking about a sugar tax now.
Oh, you're saying across the board. Okay.
Theoretical. I went looking. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the story. I went looking, I think it was in the grocery store yesterday, the day before, trying to find my brand of root beer. They didn't have it. You know what I
What's
did?
What's your brand? Barks?
No, it's Virgil's. Barks has bite. It has caffeine in it.
Oh, right.
But Virgil's is the only root beer worth drinking as far as I'm concerned.
Gotcha.
They didn't have it. So I didn't buy anything. I haven't bought it in months. I decided after having a conversation with Sarah about sodas, I'd like to have a root beer, right? So this lady who calls in and tries to
get She inspired you to drink the soda by calling about it.
Right, but it wasn't there, so I didn't buy it. That's because I don't care enough about it.
You didn't go online and try to find it and order it.
So this is, everybody gets the punishment in Sarah's world so that the people who need it get it.
But isn't that interesting, though, that the Sarah's calls about the sugary drink ban actually inspired you to go and seek out a sugary drink. How many people, she's calling to try to stop people from getting sugary drinks. She's trying to discourage them, saying, hey, you're going to get diabetes, you know, scary.
But have you had a Virgil's root beer?
Yes, they're Sarah.
Good. They're good.
Are you asking Sarah or me?
Sarah, have you had one?
No, I like root beer. I think soda pop once in a while. But you know what? It's not people like you where you are very aware, you're educated, you know what is harmful. It's to help the people like my kids and teenagers and, you know, ignorant people that are feeding tons of pop to their children. They're grown, but they don't know any better.
Well, right, so taxing them isn't going to make them know that sugar is bad for them. The only thing they're going to know from a tax is that, you know, a can of Coke is now $1.25 instead of $1. That does nothing to educate them as to how they should eat.
Well, I mean, it does change their behavior, and it has reduced sugar consumption in Philadelphia. So, you know what? I mean, what's wrong with a somewhat of a better world? I always strive for a little bit better. And you know what? And this became an issue. Like I said, it's an epidemic. 30 million Americans have diabetes.
See, in my opinion, Sarah, the better world is a world in which we don't have to use violence and the threat of violence to influence our neighbor's behavior. If you want somebody to stop doing something, it's best to persuade that person without the use of violence. And I know you refuse to see the violence. We've explained it to you over and over again on various different topics over, I don't know, 2 years, however long you've been calling the show now, maybe a year plus. And you don't want to see the violence because it's uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable to realize that behind every government program, behind every government tax and mandate is a man with a gun who's willing to use it against peaceful people who otherwise just want to get a soda pop.
He was just following orders.
Yeah, and so to me, you don't get a better world through the seeds of violence. It may appear on the surface, as though things are better. Oh, there's fewer people drinking soda, therefore fewer cases of diabetes, therefore better world. But you're also not looking at the people who are losing their jobs, for instance, in the background, where we've seen that, you know, the bottling plants, for instance, they have to lower production. They are putting people out of work. These are some of the unintended consequences, or maybe the intended consequences of these sugar taxes. But ultimately, it's that seed of the threat of force. You know, you reap what you sow, ultimately, and you're sowing the seeds of violence with these government programs and taxes. And I think that ultimately that level of immorality does not grow good things. Even if it appears that way on the surface, you're debasing humanity as a result of that.
You consider that increases of violence? You know, and you talk
any tax is violence.
Jobs.
Any tax.
You know, you know what? Doctors are going to lose their jobs amputating toes and foot and legs. You know, I mean,
no, I think the doctors would be doing stuff. Fine. If people are having their legs amputated, then they'll be in, you know, they'll be fine. But no, the force and the violence comes in with the imposition of the tax, no matter how high the tax is, whether it's 2 cents per ounce, which is what the proposal is in Santa Fe, or 1 cent per ounce, or a flat tax, or whatever it is, it's the fact that the tax is there in the first place. That is the threat of violence, and the threat is against the soda distributors in this particular case. Most taxes are sales taxes on the retail level. Those are taxes that are directed against the retailer, and if they don't collect those taxes, men with guns will come into their store and threaten them. Do you want that to happen, Sarah?
You know, I don't know about all that, but I mean...
You don't know about it because you don't want to know about it. You don't want to realize that that's what backs up a tax. Because if you don't pay the government their tax, they send goons after you. And those men will threaten you, and if you don't do what they say, they will forcibly close your business and probably put you in handcuffs. And you know, I know you've never run a business, Sarah, so you don't have any idea what this is like. But they will do these things. That's how they rule over us, and that's how taxes are collected, because the business owners may not agree with the tax, but they agree less with going to prison.
Well, I mean, people do fine with the increase in alcohol and cigarette tax. I don't see anybody getting guns pointed at them like you're telling me. Right.
That's because people go along with it, Sarah.
Most people who are victims of armed robbery, Sarah, give up their wallets.
They don't get shot.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they weren't armed robbed.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't generally get to see the evidence of these things because people go along to get along. Business owners aren't in business to challenge the status quo, most of them. Now, every now and then, we'll catch wind of a business owner, and it's only like once every half a decade, but every now and then we'll hear about a business owner who's willing to stand up against the state and refuse to obey. There was Kerry Jackson in the Black Hawk Saloon in West Virginia in Charleston. We had him on the show years ago. You can go to guests.freetalklive.com. He ended up caving under the pressure over time, but he stood up for a long time against the cigarette ban. It was a smoking ban. He allowed his patrons to continue to smoke in the face of the health bureaucrats who were coming in and threatening him over that. And then there was the other guy in Washington State with a weed situation, and I'm sorry, I forget his name off him, but that was more recent. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.